It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Taking on the Salina Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs tonight, and we'll see how we can take care of things here and make sure we come away with a victory tonight. The Indians are coming in at 5-3. The Lady Bulldogs are coming in at 2-6. On paper, looks like it should be a good one. I talked briefly with Coach Guggenbiller. And he's kind of agreeing with me, but he said it depends on which one of our teams shows up. If the team that struggled in a couple of games, Arcanum in a couple of those, it might be a long night for us. If we if we come in with the teams that just really came in and did great, we have a very good chance of winning in three sets. So we're going to see how this goes. Because each one of those teams has showed up about half the time, depending on the game, for this season. So we want the killer team to show up. I hope they don't have the game won before the first serve. I don't think that's going to happen, and he's going to do everything he can to keep that from happening. But you just don't know till it gets there. So we'll see which team shows up for us. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about a couple of things coming up. I'll be back in just a minute.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, where our Indians are getting ready to play the Salina Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs. And again, Indians come in at 5-3. Salina comes in at 2-6. I don't know a lot about the Salina games, matches that they've played, but the Indians in our three losses, two of those were five-set losses. And hard fought, and dominated in some of the sets, and got dominated in some of the other sets in those, and so it was kind of back and forth. The Parkway loss last week, we had they won. I think they won the first two. We won the third one, and we're kind of getting the momentum shifted, and then it shifted right back. Thanks mostly to Britton Bruns, who I don't remember the exact numbers, but it was something like 25 digs and 25 kills. And 25 kills is a lot. She's 5'6". Most of the people with more than 20 kills or even more than 10 or 15 kills are 5'10 or taller. And she was just a force to be reckoned with. She was by far the best player we've seen from anybody this year. So I'm hoping that we don't have to play somebody like that again. But we have some very good talent ourselves as far as digging and as far as kills. We have I'll go through the ones that I can think of right off the top of my head. The Mullenkamp girls, Kennedy, the senior, and Cameron, the junior, both can put the ball down on the other side. Carly Niekamp does a great job of that. And Bren Willman also does a great job. Several other girls get some whenever they get a chance, but they're not generally in the position to do that. But we have several girls that can really hit the ball well and put it down on the other side. So I think we have a good chance. Again, looking at it on paper, and that's really all I know about Salina. They are 2-6. They've been very strong the last 4, 5, 6 years. So this looks like it's a down team and a non-league team, but we can't kind of take that for granted and assume we're going to win this. So we have to play well. So what's coming up tonight, of course, Salina, and Thursday, Our Lady Indians will travel over to New Bremen to take on those always tough Lady Cardinals. That'll be a WPGW simulcast. The video available will be NK Telco. And then on Friday, it's football at St. Henry. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. And the pregame show will start at 6:40. NFHS video will be available. But I don't know if there's going to be sound with it. Looks like they're getting ready a little bit early for the national anthem. We'll take a break and be back in just a minute or two.
It's time for supper, and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Lady Bulldogs here. Again, as I mentioned before, the Lady Bulldogs come in at 6-2. Indians are 5-3. So we're getting the introductions going now, and we'll get things going underway here pretty shortly, and try to figure out exactly who all these who the Salina players are going to be here, but we'll get that sorted out in a minute. Thursday, back to the MAC, our Lady Indians will travel over to New Bremen to take on the Lady Cardinals. They're always tough, and I think they're a little angry. They got beat by, I believe, St. Henry maybe the other day, so they're going to be out for blood and trying to keep themselves in the MAC championship hunt. And so we'll simulcast WPGW Rob Weaver for that. And NK Toco video will be available, but I don't think there's any audio with that. Then Friday, it's football at St. Henry. That'll be our Fort Recovery radio broadcast. And the pregame show will start at 6:40. The NFHS video will be available, but I don't think there's audio with that. So we'll get things going here pretty shortly. I believe the introductions are all done. Yep, they're going to do the touch and hands under the net, and we'll get underway here very shortly. So for the Lady Indians, it'll be the ones that play the most, and they'll sub in and out. They'll all get about equal playing time. Kenna Dews, Kayla Heitkamp, Bryn Willman, Carly Niekamp, Kennedy Mullenkamp, Cameron Mullenkamp, and Bridget Homan will be the most of the players for the Indians right now. It is, let's see, we have Bridget, Bryn, Cameron, and Carly subs out to get kind of Dews in, and Kayla Heitkamp and Kennedy Mullenkamp are in, so we should be all set for the Indians. And I'll try to catch as many of the Bulldogs as I can. Miley Sapp will be in there. Sydney Jenkins. And I see Kyra Bange, B-A-N-G-E. And Haley Kaiser, K-I-Z-E-R. And that's all I can catch right now. But Kayla Heitkamp will be serving first for the Indians. That's played in the back row by the Lady Bulldogs. They'll roll shot it across. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn Willman, who hits it long. So the Lady Bulldogs will take a 1-0 lead. And their libero, Braylon Ashmore, will come in, and she'll serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Played in the back row by Kennedy. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn, and she puts it down off the blocker. It wasn't off the blocker, went off the net and went out of bounds on the Salina side, but it was out of bounds. I thought it might have touched one of their blockers, but not. So it's 2-0. Kennedy again, Heitkamp again. And this time it is bumped across by Cameron Mullenkamp, and she puts it in that, she just kind of pushes it into that back corner. And it is 2-1, and Cameron will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. It's 2 for the Bulldogs, 1 for the Indians, and Cameron will go back to serve. Good serve. Played struggling a little bit, but set up really nice for Miley Sapp, and she slams it down on the Indian side. It's 3-1, Lady Bulldogs, and that'll bring in Avery Niekamp to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. They lead 3-1. And Kennedy plays it out of the back row, set up for Heitkamp, who hit a back set but almost back set it to the scorer's table. And we aren't able to play it, so it's 4-1. Lady Bulldogs, Indians are down right now. Niekamp serves again. Kenna gets it up to the front row. We get it across. They're setting it up for their big middle hitter, Miley Sapp. Big hit, but she hits it long out of bounds. It is 4-2, and Kenna Dews will go back to serve for our Lady Indians. And they play it out of the back row. Big hit. And I think they said one of our girls was in the net. Somebody was in the net. Yep, looks like it's going to be, yep, serve's going to go over to the Lady Bulldogs. They lead 5-2. And it will be Sydney Jenkins going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. 5-2, Salina over Fort Recovery. And Kennedy plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly, who puts it down really strong on the Bulldog side. Plenty inbounds, and it is 5-3, and the Indians are behind, but we are now serving. It'll be Bridget Homan with the serve. Played from the back row. Hit goes up and hits on the beams and shoots straight down. So that's a service point for Bridget. And it is 5-4. Maybe the Indians can make this little run here early. We were down 5-2. It's now 5-4. Bridget, they play it out of the back row. They're going to get it across. We block it back. They're going to set it up for the left side, but roll shot across. Cameron plays it out of the back row. Kennedy puts it across. They're popping it, and instead of setting it, she popped it over on our side, and it did hit on our side. The Indians kept on playing, but you definitely want to keep doing that, but they did catch it on the one hop. So 6-4, Indians down, and it'll be Miley Sapp serving for the Lady Bulldogs. And that is played out of the back row by Kenna. Set it up for Homan. They play it out of the back row, setting it up on the right side. And we cannot play it out of the back row. Kenna got her hands to it, but it went backwards off her hand. So it is 7-4 with the Lady Bulldogs leading. And Sapp will serve again. Lady Bulldogs 7, Indians 4. Short serve. Dews digs it. Set up for Homan. It's played out of their back row, setting it up for the right side. They just tip it across right in the middle of our court. And Coach Guggenbiller will take a timeout. It is 8-4, and the Indians are trailing. So we're going to take us a quick little break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, where our Indians are trailing 8-4, just exactly what Coach Guggenbiller said he didn't want to happen, that we're kind of not playing up to our potential. And it is the number 6 Sapp serving again. And we play it out of the back row. They get over to us. We play it out of the back row. And Homan with a big hit. Niekamp puts it almost into the stands. They play it. They pop it over. Heitkamp gets to it. Dews will set it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. They play it from the back row, setting it up for the right side again. Dews will play it, but it goes backwards into our student section where the, I'm going to say 20 of our high school students are over there in their whiteout attire. And it is 9-4, and Sapp will serve again for the Lady Bulldogs. Dews. Heitkamp's going to set it for Carly. And just out of the reach, just barely in the reach of number seven, Jenkins. And so that goes off her hands and out of bounds. So Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve for us. 9-5, Indians are down. Kennedy needs to get some points here for us. And she does that short serve. And it is set up for their center. They put it right at Bridget Homan, and she wasn't able to play it. And so it is a point for the Lady Bulldogs. And number four, Haley Kaiser, K-I-Z-E-R, will serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Kennedy plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron, puts it down in front of the back row for the Bulldogs, and it is 10-6. And it will be Carly Niekamp going back to serve for the Indians. Cameron with another big hit, and that is played from the back row up near the net. They play it off the net. Carly has it. Heitkamp pops it across on the second hit, and they're setting it up for the right side again. Indians dig it out of the back row. Kennedy Mullenkamp will give it a big hit. They play it from the back row, and two of their girls kind of looked at each other to see who was going to get it, and one of them make a dive at it at the last second but hit it backwards. So it is 10-7, and Carly Niekamp with a service point. And we need some more out of you, Carly. That is just that short serve across. They set it up for the right side. Again, they're just going to pop it over. We dig it in the front row, and Homan will just bump it across. They're going to set it up for the right side again. Big hit dug by Kennedy Mullenkamp. And Homan with a big hit and just hits the top of the net and comes back on the Indian side. So it's 11-7, four-point lead still for the Lady Bulldogs. And it will be number 15, Kara Bange, B-A-N-G-E, might be mispronouncing that, serving. Indians play it. Big setup for Bryn. She hits it into their blockers, back to us, and off of one of our front row players and out of bounds. 12-7, lead at 5 now. Indians need to get things going. Kara Bange. And she hits it into the net. And it is 18-12. And Kenna Dews will go back. Kayla Dews will, excuse me. Kayla Heitkamp will serve for the Indians. And they play it out of the back row. They're going long up. That looked like it was going to be long. We let it go, and it hit just in bounds. So point to the Lady Bulldogs. We just can't let those close ones go. We had a chance to play it, and it will be the libero, Braylon Ashmore, serving. And that one is long and goes out of bounds. So the lead back down the deficit back down to 4 for the Indians, 13-9. And Cameron Mullenkamp will serve. And it's played from the back row. They're going to try to set it up for the right side again. And Cameron plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Homan. They get it a hand on it in the front row. They're setting it up for the right side again. Going to have to just bump it across. Heitkamp to Deuce and sets it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp off of their blocker and down on the Bulldog side. The deficit down to 3, 13-10. And Cameron Mullenkamp with a service point. Indians 10, Bulldogs 13. Played from the back row. They're struggling a little bit. They're going to get a big hit. And Cameron got a hand on it, shot it right straight at the net, but we weren't able to play it off the net. So the lead for the Bulldogs is back to 4, 14-10. And it will be number 20, Avery Niekamp, going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And Dews plays it from the back row. Heitkamp pops it back to Bryn. They get it over. Heitkamp with a great dig. And Kennedy pops it across. And the Lady Bulldogs hit it back. I thought it was going to go out of bounds. But this time we did not let it go. And Cameron was not able to get to it. 15-10. Lead back up to 10 for the Lady Bulldogs. Avery Niekamp back to serve again. And Cameron, Heitkamp, makes a great play to get it to where we can play it. They get it over. Niekamp roll shots it over on a more or less desperation shot and falls on the Indian side. It is now 16-10, and Coach Guggenbiller will be taking another timeout. We'll just take one with him real quick.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse, where the Lady Indians are trailing Salina by way too many, we'll call it. It is, we are down by 6, 16-10, starting to get late in the contest. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a big hit down on, not all the way down on their side, but they get it back. Bryn Woolman with a big hit, and it went out of bounds, but one official is saying touched, yes. So it should be 16-11. They haven't put it on the board. So the officials are, okay, she called it a touch, and the up official didn't see it. Okay, so he just didn't see it. He was going to award the point to Salina because it obviously went out of bounds, but it was touch. So Kenadeus will serve it, played out of the back row. They're going to set it up for the right side and off one of our players, and down on the Indian side, it is 17-11, and it will be Sydney Jenkins going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs, leading by 6, 17. We need to get points here. Need to break the serve. Homan plays it out of the back row. Set up for Carly Niekamp. Almost goes down. They're going to play it from the center. Big hit off our blockers and down. It is 18-11. The Bulldogs are dominating here. I think we have gotten 2 points in a row twice, and they've done that number of times. I think they've had 3 or 4 in a row a couple of times. Seeking out the quarter. So it is served long and out of bounds. So it is 18-12, and it will be Bridget Homan going back to serve for the Lady Indians. It is off the top of the net and down on the Indians' side, so it is 19-12. So not good news for the Indians there. We cannot get us a point. We have to work harder. Let's go, girls. Miley Sapp serving for the Lady Bulldogs. That hits the net, comes across, and Heitkamp gets it, and it's fight at the net and comes down on the Indians' side, and it is 20-12, and Salina is easily the first team to 20. And usually the first team to 20 will win a large percentage of the time. Sapp will serve again. Deuce out of the back row. Heitkamp setting it up for Kennedy. And off a couple of Bulldog players and down. So Kennedy gets her first kill of the set. And it is 20-13. And we need a big run here. We need to get 12 before they get 5. And that was one of those bloop serves, but it did not make it across the net. So it is now 21-13. Indians down by 8. And it is Haley Kaiser going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And played out of the back row. Kennedy. Heitkamp gets it. Cameron Mullenkamp with a big hit. They're going to be able to play it. They're going to roll shot it across. And it just hit the top of the net. And Cameron was able to get a hand on it. But with the delay hitting the net, it goes down, and it's 22-13. Indians down 9, and we are in trouble on this first set. Sapp with another serve. It hits the top of the net and stays on their side. So 22-14, deficit down to 8, but it is very, very late in this first set. We need a long, long run. Even if we can't win this set, we need to get a long run so we can get momentum changed. It's played out of the back row, almost down on the Bulldog side. We're setting it up for Cameron. Blocked, and Heitkamp will back set it for Brynn, and it is wide out of bounds, just a little bit too wide, 23-14. So Brynn has had a couple of really good hits, but they have not stayed in bounds. 23-14, and we need to shift this momentum. And it is played in the back row by Kennedy. Goes up to the ceiling, comes back down. Heitkamp bumps it across. They're going to set it up for the right side. Just a tip. We get our hands on it. We're able to get it played. Dews will roll shot it across. They'll set it for the right side. Again, a big hit and into the net on the and down on the Salina side. They did not get that one across. 23-15. Deficit down to 8. And it will be Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for the Indians. Played out of the back row. They're scrambling a little bit. They're going to roll shot it across. Kennedy plays it and goes up to the net. And Heitkamp, for once, was not able to play it off of the net. She's been really good at that. It hit the net, and she was not able to get it up. So it is set point for the Lady Bulldogs. And it is Kennedy playing out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Homan. And they're struggling. They're going to get it across. Kennedy plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Brynn. They dig it out. It's going to be on the right side. Dews pops it up. Gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Played out of the back row. Nice dig. And they're going to bump it across. And they're going to call a double hit on the Lady Bulldogs. So a little bit of a reprieve for the Indians. 24-16. We probably are going to lose this. But if Cameron can get us some points here, we can at least get the momentum going our way. So it's played out of the back row, playing it off the right side. We're able to get a couple of hands on it. Brynn roll shots it across. Big hit off of our blockers and down. It is 25-16 first set. The Indians go down and did not look good at all in that set. 25-16, the final score of set number one. So we'll be back with set number two that the Indians need to get. We'll be back in just a couple minutes after we hear some messages from our sponsors.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to the Fort Site Fieldhouse, where our Indians looked very sluggish in the first set, losing 25-16. We were back and forth with them till about 5, 6, 7 points. Then they started getting 3 ahead of us, 4 ahead of us. They got as many as 6 and maybe 7 points ahead of us and ended up winning by 9, 25-16. The Indians could never get anything going. Again, Salina comes in at 2-6. On paper, we should win this. And we're looking like out there like we have that in our head that we're going to win it. But we haven't gotten enough points to do that. So we have a long way to go here. We got a lot of work to do to turn this around and get us back in this. We cannot lose this second set. We don't want to wait for the third set to start changing the momentum. I was hoping we could end that set with a good run of points, even though, you know, we were down 6, 8, 9 points for a long time. If we could just get a good run going at the end of that set to propel us into the second set, but we didn't do that either. So it will be the Lady Bulldogs serving, and it'll be Kara Bangi. And that is a long serve, untouched by the Indians. So Indians lead 1-0, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back and serve. And Luke Lochtefeld pulls it out of the hallway and brings it back for Kayla. A lot of our football players are over there supporting our volleyball. One of those rocket shots for Kayla, but they're able to play it. They roll shot it across. Kennedy plays it from the back row. Heitkamp setting it up for Cameron. It's going to come to our side. They played it out of the back row, but trying to set it to their front and set it to our front. And we put it down on their side. So it is 2-0. And Kayla with a service point. And Indians lead 2-0 early in set number two. But things are going our way right now. So Kayla with another hard shot played out of the back row. They're going to set it for the right side. They're going to tip it to the back. And Heitkamp sets it up for Carly. It's blocked. They're playing it. And it is a big hit by number 7, Sydney Jenkins, off of our blockers and down. So it is 2-1. Indians still lead. And the Bulldogs are going to serve. It looks like it might be the libero, Braylon Ashmore. Yep, she's going back to serve. And she'll get it to the back row. Kennedy, Heitkamp setting it up for Carly. Big hit off their blocker and down in front of their back row. And it is 3-1 Indians. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. She had 2 kills in the first set, and that was just about the only highlights we had. So Cameron will go back to serve here in set number 3. Indians lead 3-2. Indians lead 3-1. They're playing it. A big hit by number 6. I'm going to see she's about 6'1" or 2". Miley Sapp, they don't have heights or classes on their Salina roster, so I'm just guessing she's about 6'1 or 6'2. So it's 3-2, and Avery Niekamp will go back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And we save it, or we play it, hits it off the net, and it, instead of coming down where Kayla Heitkamp could play it, it rolled sideways and went out of bounds, so it's 3-3. Niekamp serves again. Cameron gets that one, and Carly tips it over their blockers, setting it up for the right side. Big hit, but it goes sideways off her hand and stays on the Bulldog side. So Indians lead 4-3 now, and Kenna Dews will go back to serve. We need to get some points. Got to get a big roll going here, girls. And Kenna, I believe on Saturday, had 2 times when she served 4 points in a row. They play it out of the side. Niekamp will have to bump it across. Cameron plays it from the back. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn. And big block by Miley Sapp. And down on the Indian side. And we're tied at 4. And it will be Sydney Jenkins going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And she promptly serves it right straight into the net. Indians go back in the lead 5-4. This will be Bridget Homan going back to serve. Indians lead 5-4. Set number 2, we lost the first set by 9 points. Poor showing in the first set. They play it out of the back row. Niekamp bumps it across. We block it, and they get it back to our side. We get it to theirs, and it looks like so. So the side judge was in and out and in and out, so it's out. So it's tied at 5. That went out on the side, and it will be Sydney Jenkins serving. Deuce plays it up from the back row, setting it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and it is just out of bounds. Big hit by Kennedy, but they let it go out of bounds, and it is 6-5, and Jenkins will serve again. And Heitkamp sets it up for Brynn, who puts it down on the Lady Bulldog side. So a kill for Brynn Willman. And we are bringing in our secret weapon. We are going to bring in Nevaeh Leonards. She is serving here for the Indians, and they get it back up, and they put it across over our blockers, and the back row watched it drop in front of them. So that didn't work. Our secret weapon usually gets us a fistful of points or more, and that time we just didn't help her at all. It's 7-6 in favor of the Bulldogs, and serving to the Indians. Kennedy plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron Mullenkamp, and she puts it down, and that's another kill for her. And it is, no, somehow they got the point. I don't know what happened. We must have been in the net. Sorry about that. I missed that completely. So it'll be the Bulldogs serving again. They lead 8-6. And Kennedy Mullenkamp was going to let it go, and as she turned, it hit her in the hand and went flying out of bounds. She had no intention of touching that, and it caught her on the hand somehow. So it is now 9-6. The Bulldogs are serving again, and it is Kaiser again. Big dig by Kennedy, gets it across the net, and they hammer it to us, but we're able to play it. Cameron gets it across, and they're going to hit it big. Dews out of the back row, and Heitkamp, instead of her normal beautiful set that she puts up, tipped it across the net over their blockers, who were not ready, and down on their side. So it is 9-7, and Brynn Willman will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. She'll get it across. They'll play it from the back row. They're going to bump it across. They get it to Heitkamp, who gets it across. Again, not ready for her to hit it across, and they hit it out of bounds. Did get her hand on it, but she hit it straight to the side. Deficit is now 1. It's 9-8, and Willman with a service point. That one is a good hard serve, but they're able to play it. They're going to bump it across. Willman out of the back row. Heitkamp's going to set it to our left side for Cameron, and it's just a foot too long. And we are saying that they touched it, and the official also says it was touched. So that is 9-9, and Brynn Willman comes up with a service point there. So we're tied at 9. Brynn Willman will serve it, and it comes across. They'll play it from the back row, going to set it up for the right side. Off our blockers and back to their back row. They're going to have to roll shot it across. Homan hits it. Heitkamp bumps it across. They tried to set it for their front row. Carly reaches up over the net and puts it down on their side. Carly with a nice kill there. And Indians lead 10-9. And the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them back in just a moment.
Portside Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Portside Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Portside Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Forsyth Streets.
Welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse, where our Indians now lead finally 10-9. I think that's one of our few leads of the whole night. We lost the first set 25-16. We hung around with them until about 5 or 6 points, and then they got ahead of us 3 or 4 and then just kind of pulled away from us in that first set. So here we are back, and Brynn Willman serving again. She has 2 straight service points. They play it from the back row. Going to bump it to the middle, and we play it from the back, and we're getting it set for the middle. Heitkamp bumps it across. They're going to set it for their middle. They put it across our blockers, but we're able to put a hand on it, keep it in play. Cameron with a big hit, and they're going backwards, but they're going to should be able to roll it across here. Yep, and Kennedy plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp just bumps it across again on the second one, and they tried to set it for their front row. Carly goes up and puts it down on their side. Again, another nice kill for Carly, and another service point for Bryn Willman, and she'll go back and serve again. 11-9 now, Indians lead at 2. And played out of the back row. They're setting it for the center. And a long hit, not touched by the Indians. And it is Indians point. And so Bryn with another service point, 4 in a row. It's 12-9 Indians. And they play it from the back row. They're going to set it for the right side. Bump it across. Holman will set it over for Cameron Mullenkamp. They play it out of the back row, setting up for the right side. Big hit and down on the Indian side. 12-10. But Bryn Willman did what she needed to do. She got us four. We went from down 9-8 to up 12-9. So we did finally lose the service, but we still have a two-point lead. And it'll be Salina serving. Kennedy plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly, and she mistimed her jump and did not get it across. So it's 12-11. Indians lead down to 1. And it will be Kyra Bangi back to serve it again. And she serves it long and out of bounds. So it's 13-11. Indians lead and the serve with Kayla Heitkamp, and she is due for a long run of service points. She has done that plenty of times, but we have not done that today except for Bryn with her 4 just a moment ago. Big hit into the back, and they'll play it, and Kennedy saves it. They're calling it out of bounds because we had to go clear on their side of the net to play it. Coach Guggenbiller is talking with the down official, and he's thinking we should be able to go anywhere and play it, but the official says no. So it is 13-12, and we set it up for Carly. It's down and just inbounds on the side, and it is 14-12 Indians, and Carly with another really nice kill. That's her 3rd here of the game. Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. That is played from the back row near the net. They're setting it up. We play it. We get a good dig. Holman bumps it across. They're going to set it up again for the right side. Big hit. And it didn't come across the net, although we would have blocked it if it had. And it's down on the Lady Bulldog side, and the Indians lead 15-12. And that is a service point for Cameron. Indians with a 3-point lead, biggest lead of the set and of the night for our Indians. And Cameron will serve again. And a tough play, a dive for the dig, and it goes off her hands and backwards, and it is 16-12. And Cameron with another service point. Cameron with another line drive serve. They play it. They're going to try to get up toward the front. They're going to bump it across. Cameron plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly. Off of their hand at the blocker, and it's out of bounds. Off of their blocker backwards, and so it's 17-12 Indians, and Cameron with another service point. We are going the right way now. We have all the momentum going on our side. Cameron, they have a tough time playing it, but they're going to play it, and it is a big hit by number 6, Miley Sapp. And it did stay just inbounds. So that stops the run of service points, but Indians still with a 4-point lead, 17-13. And Avery Niekamp will go back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And it's played by the Indians. We're setting it up for Kennedy, and she bops it down on their side. A nice kill for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and it will be Kennedy's going back to serve. Indians lead 18-13. We need to get another run of good run of service points here and just show our dominance here. It's played out of the back row by Niekamp up to the net. Can't play it off the net. And it is 19-13. And Kenna with her first service point of the night. And the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout. And we'll take one with them back in just a moment.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Cout Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Cout Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at CoutPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lead 19-13. Can a deuce serving? They play it from the back row. Niekamp will bump it across to the Indians. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. They'll play it from the back row. Libero gets it where they can roll shot it across. Kennedy will set it up for Bridget Holman. She has to bump it to the back row. They're going to set it up for the right side and off our blockers and out of bounds. So it is 19-14. Indians still with a 5-point lead. But Sydney Jenkins will go back and serve for the Lady Bulldogs. 19-14 Indians. And it is played by Deuce from the back row. Gets it up to Heitkamp. Bridget gets a big hit. They pop it across on the second hit, which we were not ready for. Goes over the heads of our blockers. And it's 19-15. The lead down to four. And Sydney Jenkins will go back to serve again. They did what Kayla Heitkamp has done several times, is just bump it across on the second one. We play the serve out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy, who just bumps it across, almost got it down. And their big girls pop it over our blockers and down. And it's 19-16, and the Indians will take a timeout. We'll just stay right here and talk about a couple things coming up. This Thursday, we're going to have to play better than this on Thursday at New Bremen. They are tough, tough, tough. And I think two of the last three or four years they have been state champions. They have a really good program going over there, and we have to play better. So Thursday it'll be at New Bremen. We'll simulcast Rob Weaver, WPGW. Video will be available, I believe, on the NK Telco video. Friday, the football Indians will go to St. Henry. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. Pre-game show starts at 6:40. NFHS video available. And St. Henry kind of fought Marion Local off last Friday in football for a half. Marion Local finally walked away from them, but they gave him a good old run. So Indians have lost two straight points here. We lead 19-16, and it is played out of the back row by Deuce. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn, and she puts a big hit down on the Bulldog side, and it is 20-16, so we are the first team to 20, and it'll be Bridget Homan going back to serve for the Lady Indians. 20-16 Indians in set number two, and that one is long and out of bounds. They almost went to play it, but it went at least 3 feet out of bounds. So it's 20-17, and Miley Sapp will go back and serve for the Lady Bulldogs, the tall girl that's been smacking them at us. Heitkamp pops it over on the second hit, but they're able to dig it. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn. They play it. They tip it across. Homan, Heitkamp, Kennedy, Bulldogs do dig it out. Big hit again, and it's long out of bounds by number 7, Ella Shelby. So it's 21-17 Indians, and we're going to bring Nevaeh Leonards back in to serve again. Coming into last week, she was 14 for 14. She did lose a point, and then she lost a point this last time up. So she is they're playing it. They're struggling a little bit, but they're going to play it big, but they hit it long or wide out of bounds. And it's 22-17. And Nevaeh will have a service point there. 22-17, Indians lead by five. And it's played from the back row. They're going to set it up for, kind of to hit it out of the back row. Nevaeh digs it, set it up for Bryn. Big hit, but goes into number 10, Lily Scheffler. And she blocks it back down on the Indian side. So 22-18. And it will be Haley Kaiser back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. They're down four. Kennedy digs it out of the back row. Played by the Indians. Hit across, and they're going to have the Bulldogs have to roll shot it across. Heitkamp will set it up for Cameron. Big hit. They block it. Dews will set it up again for Kennedy. And that is past their blockers and down on the Lady Bulldog side. So 23-18, and a kill for Cameron. And it will be Bryn Willman going back to serve. She got us into the good position with four straight service points earlier this set and kind of set up our strength. So they're going to call four hits on the Lady Bulldogs. I thought we blocked it at the net, and then they hit it, but that, they said it didn't get across the net. So this is set point. Bryn Willman, they play it from the back row. They're going to set it up for the middle, and Willman with a dig in the back row, setting it up for Cameron. They play it from the back row at the net. They're playing it on the Bulldog side, and it gets past our blockers and out of bounds. So that is 25-18. 18. They've already have the score off the scoreboard. So I was trying to write it down and looked up, and it's 0-0. But fortunately, Ryan Steinbruner announced the score 25-18. I was thinking that was what it was, but they cleared it before I could get it written down. So each team with one set. We lost 25-16 in the first set, won 25-18 in the second set, and we'll be back with a little more volleyball action. Set number three coming up in just a couple minutes.
Here's the Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Join us on September 22nd at 2 p.m. for a special tribute concert to the music of John Denver at the Elementary Middle School Auditoria, 865 Sharpsburg Road in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Washington State native Ted Vigil will perform the John Denver tribute concert to help the Opera House Committee raise funds for the ongoing renovation of the historic Opera House. John Denver, an iconic American songwriter and singer, captivated audiences in the 70s and 80s with his Grammy-winning hits such as Take Me Home, Country Roads, Sunshine on My Shoulders, and Rocky Mountain High. Experience the music that made John Denver a worldwide sensation. Tickets are available at the Tin Cupboard or Cout Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. For more information, please call 419-375-3034. Limited tickets may be available at the door on the day of the concert. So don't wait. Purchase your tickets now for Sunday, September 22nd, the John Denver Tribute Concert benefiting the Fort Recovery Opera House.
That should be a really, really good contest, and obviously for a really good cause, restoring the Opera House. That they have a pretty good amount of the money they need to do that, and a few more donations wouldn't hurt, and a lot of people. And this This guy that's doing this is the guy that at the John Denver Memorial. He's the guy they have come in every year for their ceremony. He is that good. He's the official John Denver tribute artist. Indians serve first. Kayla Heitkamp serves it. They play it out of the back row. Back to us. Kayla sets it up for Cameron, and she puts it down on their side. And that will be a service point for Kayla and a kill for Cameron. The serve is there. They barely play it. Rocket toward the front row. They're able to get a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. Indians lead 2-0, and Kayla will serve again. So Indians are starting to take control like they should have at the beginning of the match. But so that's played, blocked by the Indians. Over on their side, they're able to play it. Hit a big hit to our back row, and Kennedy is not able to play it. So it's 2-1, and the Lady Bulldogs will get a chance to serve here. And it will be the libero, Braylon Ashmore, going back to serve. Dews plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Holman. They play it from the back row. Goes almost into the bleachers. They play it. They roll shot it across. Kennedy to Heitkamp to Holman. And off of their blocker and into our stands. And it is 3-1 Indians. And Cameron will go back to serve for the Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp serving again. That's played from the back row. They're going to set up for the right side. Big hit blocked by the Indians off of their hitter on their side and out of bounds. It's 4-1 Indians. And a big hit. I didn't see who got that. I believe that was Carly, and I'm going to give it to Carly, but I'm not certain of that. And Cameron with another service point. Indians lead 4-1. And Cameron with a short one. They play it. They're going to big hit in the middle to number 6, Miley Sapp. And she puts it down on our side, 4-2. And it will be the Bulldogs going to serve. Looks like, yep, Avery Niekamp's going to come in and serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And Cameron plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp to Niekamp. She gets it across. Big hit by Sapp, and we block it. And comes back to us. And off of them, and they the second hit goes out of bounds. So it is 5-2 Indians, and Kenna Dews will go back to serve. Dews with the serve, a rocket shot played by out of the back row. They're struggling a little bit, but they get it across. Heitkamp sets it up for Holman off of their back row person and back to the back wall, and it's 6-2, and Bridget Holman with a kill, and is Dews again. Niekamp plays it, and a big hit. Oh, nice save by Cameron Mullenkamp. Gets to Kennedy, and she puts it down off of their hitter, and it is Indians 7 and Bulldogs 2. And Dews serves again, played in the back row, coming up to the net. That we get it to their side, they bump it back across, and Kennedy pops it across their blockers, but they're able to play it. They're going to hit it across. Big block by Bryn Willman, and she puts it right back down on their side, and the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout. And Bryn with a nice kill there. And we are playing like we should have been playing in the first set. 8-2 Indians. The Bulldogs take a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Back in just a moment.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack Electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
We're back here at the Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians leading 8-2 in set number three. Each team with a set. Kenna Deuce is serving. Indians came away with victory in the JV contest, 25-11, 20-25, and 25-21. And Indians play it, or the Bulldogs play it, and back to us. We get it back over to their side. They're going to roll shot it to us. Cameron sets it up for Heitkamp, who hits it over on the second hit, and they are not able to recover. They did get three hits on it, but none of them had control, and that is another service point for Kenna Deuce. And Kayla Heitkamp with a nice kill there. And the Bulldogs are going to play it again. They're going to do a big hit. We play it from the back row. Deuce sets it up for Homan. She does not get it across the net. So it's 9-3, and it will be, they're going to send number seven, Sydney Jenkins, back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Indians lead 9-3 early in set number three. And Kennedy, Heitkamp, Bryn, no chance for them to get that one. Another nice kill for Bryn Willman. And that will send Bridget Homan back to serve for the Lady Indians. 10-3, Indians lead. Homan played in the back row by the Bulldogs. They're going to set it up for middle of the court. And Niekamp gets it across, just kind of a roll shot, and got through our blockers, and it was not a big hit, but it rolled through, and that'll be a point for the Bulldogs, 10-4, and it will be Miley Sapp going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. Her serve is a good one. Dug out by Deuce, who hit it where the Indians had just walked away from. So it's 10-5. Sapp with a service point, and she'll serve again. 10-5. Serve comes over. Homan, Mullenkamp, Heitkamp will have to bump it across. They're setting it up for the center, and they're able to get it through our blockers. That was Lily Schreffler, who was able to put that one down, and is 10-6. Indians lead is from 7-4 now, and it is Sapp serving again for the Lady Bulldogs. We need to change the momentum here. That is played by Homan in the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. They're struggling, going to get it played. They bump it across, played in the back row, setting it up for Homan. And they play it from the back row. They're going to put it up on the left side, and Indians are able to play it. Kennedy with a big hit, and she did get her, the girl in the back row did get it, her hands on it, but it went pretty much straight sideways and down. And it is 11-6 Indians. And we have an official timeout for something. Not sure exactly. Coach Guggenbiller was questioning something. We got the point. I'm thinking maybe he thinks that the score isn't correct. I'm not positive of that. Or maybe he thinks they're out of rotation. I'm not sure. Can't tell what's going on here. Looks like he's got the sheet that he's looking to see if all the right players or if somebody is out of rotation. So he looked at the regular sheet. Maybe he's going to put Nevaeh in. I think he was looking to make sure he could put her back in. So here we go. I think that was all that was. It was very confusing is what they were asking about. But Nevaeh is in there with that brutal serve again. And they're going to play it. They are able to get it. Niekamp gets it. Nevaeh with a dig in the back row. Bryn pops it over. Bulldogs are going to get it to the center. It's down in the back row. And it is 11-7. Indians lead down to 4. And Nevaeh will come out. Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back in. And it will be Haley Kaiser serving for the Lady Bulldogs. Great serve. We dig it, struggling a little bit with it, and we hit the top of the net, rolls over, and they're going to roll shot it back. Deuce, Heitkamp, she's setting it up for Cameron, and that is down in the back corner for the Indians, and it is back to a 5-point lead, 12-7, and Cameron with another big hit, And it will be Bryn Wellman going back to serve. And she's the one that kind of got us going. We were fighting back and forth in that second set from 1 point up, 1 point down. And she served four in a row, and we kind of took control. She gets it over to them. We block it back and down on their side. And so Bryn with a service point. And it is 13-7, lead back to six. Wilman again. That's a short serve. They play it in the front row. And they're going to get it in the back row. Big hit. And it goes wide and, I believe, long out of bounds. And it's 14-7. And Bryn with another service point. And she'll go back to serve again. And the Indians are taking control again. And that's a short serve. They'll play it. And it is. They set it up for one of their players. And two of them just sat there and watched it hit the floor. So it is 15-7. And Bryn is on another roll. She saved us back in the second set, I believe. And we're playing here in the third set, each team with one. And they get a nice little bop over our blockers and down on our side. So 15-8, Indians in the lead. And right now in control, but we can't let them get anything going. Kyra Bangi is back to serve for the Bulldogs. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron. She hits it into their blockers and down right in front of them on their side. 16-8, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve again. Heitkamp serve. Oh, they're struggling. They're able to get it back across, but it goes long. They never had control of that. It went off of hands and face of the receiver. And it bounced to another player, and she was able to put a hand on it and get it toward another player, but it was never under control. She hit it hard and long out of bounds, and the Lady Bulldogs are taking another timeout. It is 17-8. Let's just take one with them real quick here and be back in just a minute after we hear from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hastings is under new ownership, new management, but same great service. Rich is still there. Harold's still there part-time. Just new owners. Time for Harold to retire, at least somewhat. And he's got him a good man there helping him out. So we'll back to the action here. Sorry. Kayla Heitkamp is going to be serving for the Indians, leading 17-8. That rocket shot for the serve. They're able to play it. They bump it across. Heitkamp bumps it up for Deuce. Deuce sets it up for Cameron. They're able to play it. They're going to set it up for the center. Tips it over our blockers, but we're able to play it. Heitkamp tips it across on second hit. They're able to play it. They're going to come to the right side. Deuce sends it up to the front row. Heitkamp to Niekamp, and she tips it over their blockers and down. So another kill for Carly Niekamp. And Heitkamp has another service point. I believe that's her third this set. Indians and the Bulldogs each have a set. We're playing in set number three, and the Bulldogs are able to play the serve, and Heitkamp sets it up for Carly Niekamp, and that was a brutal kill. She pounded that one hard. That was a beautiful set, and able to get there. So Kayla Heitkamp went from serving up there to a beautiful set, and it is 19-8. Indians lead by 11 and dominating like we should have been all night. And it is played by the Bulldogs. They're going to get a nice hit, but it hit the candy cane, hit the out-of-bounds marker at the net. And so that is a point. Indians 20-8. We did get to 21st, and we are way ahead of them here right now. Let's finish it out. Kayla with another nice serve. They're going to play it again. They're able to get it to the back row just in front of Kennedy Mullenkamp. Thought she was going to be able to get to it and just couldn't quite get there. 20-9 now, and it'll be the libero, Braylon Ashmore, going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs, trailing 20-9. And that is played by Homan. Heitkamp set up for Carly. Big block. Wow. He called that four hits. We hit it into their blocker, and it came back to us. But it came down on our side anyway. But that wasn't a four hit. Coach Guggenbiller's trying to explain things to him. In volleyball, you are not allowed to. The coach is not allowed to go talk to the officials for a protest. He's allowed to. One of the players goes over and talks to him. He's going to award them the point. It's 20-10, I believe. Well, it doesn't matter what I believe. That's how it is, and that's how it's going to go. And they're going to serve it again. Kennedy Mullenkamp out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly. Almost got down there, able to play it. They're going to big hit. Kennedy saves it out of the back row. And Cameron, a great hit from her, puts that down on the Bulldog side, and it is 21-10, and Cameron will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Cameron with a hit. They're playing it out of the back row up to the front. Big hit. Cameron with a dig, and Kayla Heitkamp tried to play it off the net, but it didn't quite get to the net. So it's 21-11. Indians lead by 10. And Avery Niekamp is going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs, and she's had some couple of pretty decent runs with serves. So it's played by the Indians, and we bump it across, and they're going to play it to the right side. They hit it across to us. Heitkamp in the back. Dews gets it to Homan and hits it just a little bit wide out of bounds. 21-12. We can't let them get momentum going here. 21-12. Niekamp serving again for the Lady Bulldogs. And down in front of Cameron Mullenkamp. 21-13. Indians' 11-point lead is now down to 8. And Niekamp will serve again. And Cameron plays this one. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. And it's blocked back over on the Indian side. 21-14. And Coach Guggenbiller will take a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this from Miracle Lanes.
It's time for supper, and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
Thanks to Miracle Lanes for being one of our sponsors. I think we have 17 sponsors for volleyball. That's how many businesses. There's plenty more, but that's all we have room for. That's how many businesses really care. Niekamp serving again for Salina. Back row dugout. We set it up for Homan, and she puts it in just an inch or two inside the line in the back, and it is 22-14, and we stopped the bleeding. Niekamp had gotten about 3 or 4 points for the Lady Bulldogs, and so the Indians stopped the bleeding. It's Kenna Dews serving for the Indians now, and they play it out of the back row, and they'll send it across. Heitkamp will set it up for Kennedy. Just rolls it across the net. They're fighting with it. They're going to be able to get it across here. Cameron Mullenkamp saves it and gets it to Kennedy. And she puts it into their blockers and down on the Bulldog side. So it's 23-14. And Kenna with another service point. I got my stuff messed up a little here, but I believe that's her fourth or fifth service point this set. And they play it and get it to our hitters, and they get it to us. We get it back to them. They get it back to us, and we pound it into their blockers and out of bounds. It is set point. Each team with with one set. Indians now in good position to take the lead here, and it is played in the back row. They tip it across. We're able to get it and did not bump it up high enough for anybody to play it, and it is 24-15, so they're able to stop the bleeding for a little bit, and it will be number seven, Sydney Jenkins, going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. 24-15 Indians. Good serve, played by Homan. Heitkamp sets it for Kennedy, and she hits it. They play it out of the back row. They're bringing it up to the front, and they pop it across and just barely inbounds on the side. It's 24-16. We can't let them switch the momentum. We're probably going to win this, but we can't let them gain momentum for the next set. And it will be Jenkins serving again. And Dews, Heitkamp, Homan, they play it, and it goes sideways out of bounds, and the Indians win this one 25-16. So we're going to go to set number four. Indians lead 2-1, and the things are going our way right now. We should have been doing that from the start. We weren't, so now we get to go to set number four. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians taking on the Salina Bulldogs. We lost the first set very nonchalant, I would say, lackadaisical in that first set. We lost 25-16. Came back and won the second set 25-18 and won the third set 25-16. And now going into set number four. And we played poorly the first set, lost that one 25-16. The second set, we were kind of going back and forth at trading points at 4, 5, 6, 7 points. Then I believe it was Kenna Deuce that went back and served and got us 4 straight points and kind of took control there. And it is the Bulldogs serving to the Indians. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Carly, they block it. They tip it back across to us, and it goes out of bounds wide. So the Indians lead 1-0, and that'll bring Kayla Heitkamp to the service line. Indians lead 1-0, set number four. Want to finish it here, so we only have to play four tonight. And it is played in the back row. They're going to set it for their right side, and Indians play it. They tried to get it to the front row, got it to their front row. They tried to tip it across and tipped it not quite enough, and it fell down on their side. So Indians now lead 2-0, and Kayla will serve again. So that was a fortunate thing, and that's that rocket shot for the serve. They play it, and on the third hit, they hit it about 10 feet, but they're 15 feet from the net. So down on their side, and Indians lead 3-0, and Kayla will serve again. And that is another rocket shot that is played by them. They get it up to our front row instead of their own front row. But then Carly's eyes got real big, and she hit it really hard and just about broke the back wall. So it is 3-1 now. Heitkamp sets it up for Bridget Homan, and it is blocked by the Bulldogs and down on our side. So it's 3-2, and it'll be let's see who we have here. It is Ashmore serving for the Lady Bulldogs, and that time Carly hit it hard off of one of their players, goes up and bounces around the raised up side rims for the basketball court, and bounces around, and they weren't able to find it coming out of there. So Cameron's going to serve for us. They play it from the back row. They set it up and knocked it. So it was pushed. I thought it was. It was pushed by the Lady Bulldogs. So that's a point for the Indians. It's 5-2, and Cameron will get another serve. And another rocket serve. They play it, and it's a big hit for, I believe that was number six, Miley Sapp, and down in the corner of on the Indian side. And so it will be the Lady Bulldogs serve, and it will be Avery Niekamp going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs again. She's had some nice serves, had a lot of points out of her. And we play it, set it up for Homan, played out of the back row. They tried to put it across on two. We were able to play it, and I think we got four hits. Yep, we hit it. I was not positive it stayed on our side. I thought it did, and we hit it. I couldn't tell if they hit it to us or what, but it is 5-4 now. Indians still in the lead, but just got a point for the Lady Bulldogs, and they hit one off of our blockers. We tried to bounce it off the net and get it to someone, but we can't. And Avery Niekamp getting a lot of points off our service. We're tied at 5. Dews digs it out of the back row, but hits it to the front where nobody was, and the Indians are now down 6-5. And Avery Niekamp back to serve again for the Lady Bulldogs. Her serves are pretty good. Don't seem to be anything special that I can see, but she is racking up points every time she serves. It is now 7-5, Lady Bulldogs. Indians trying to get things going here. And Bryn digs it, gets it to their players. They hit it to us. We hit it back. And they got it to us. We tried to get a big hit, and they blocked it back on our side. And it is 8-5 for the Lady Bulldogs. And Avery Niekamp will go back to serve again, but not before the Indians call a timeout. So we'll take a timeout with them. Be back very shortly.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse, where Avery Niekamp has served, I think, 6 straight points for the Lady Bulldogs. We play that one out of the back row, set it up for Carly, and they block it back to us, and it is 9-5 Bulldogs lead. I think we were ahead 5-2, and they have scored 7 straight points, and Niekamp will serve again. And played in the center this time, and we set it up for Homan. She pops it over their blockers. They're playing it from the back row, going to bump it across. Dews will set it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp. They play it. They're going to set it up for their right side, and it is wide enough to for Coach Guggenmiller to catch it. So we Indians finally break that serve run by Avery Niekamp for the Bulldogs. It is 9-6. Indians trail by three, and it'll be Kenna Dews going back to serve for the Indians, looking for a bunch of points here, and she's capable of doing it. They play it from the back row, and they bump it across Cameron from the back, and Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy into their blockers and down on the in, on it went out of bounds on the Bulldogs, so it is 9-7. I thought that was their point, but it went out of bounds. I thought it stayed in. And Dews set, serves again. They get it to the front row. Big hit. And Kennedy Mullenkamp blocks it down on their side. And it's 9-8. And we're only down a point now. Indians looking to get back in control here. Kennedy Dews serving again. That blast serve. And it'll be set up for the right side. We block it. It's over on our side. And they're going to say we had a lift. We were able to. Our coaches are saying she used her hand, so it couldn't be a lift, her fist, I mean. But they say point for the Lady Bulldogs, 10-8. And played out of the back row by Dews, set up by Heitkamp for Brynn, and it's inbounds. And so it is 10-9, and Bridget Homan will go back to serve. And I believe that was Brynn that put that down on their side. So Indians with an ace serve. And Homan will go back to serve again. We're tied at 10. That rocket serve again. Those are working pretty well for the Indians tonight, but the Bulldogs are playing it. And it is hit by the Lady Bulldogs. Goes out of bounds. The Bulldogs are claiming that it was tipped. None of the officials are saying tipped. And it is a point for the Indians. And Bridget with another service point. Indians lead by a point. Played from the back row. They're going to set it for the center. It's roll shot across. The third hit's going to go get rolled across by Kennedy. They're playing it for their right side. They're going to tip it across. Cameron plays it from the back row. Homan for Bridget. And blocked back on the Indian side. Two of our girls could have had it, but they had their backs kind of turned. And it's now tied at 11. And it will be Miley Sapp going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And she's had a few pretty good service points. And that is just barely dug out by the Indians. Played over by the Bulldogs from their right side. And they get it down just in the corner away from our girls. And the Bulldogs will take a 12-11 lead, and Sapp will go back to serve again. So her serve wasn't played well, but we did get it under control and should have had a pretty good rally going, but we weren't able to do it. So Heitkamp gets it to Kennedy, just barely dug out by the Bulldogs, and they just get it across the net to us. Kennedy will put it across to them. It's hit backwards by the first hit and over the head of one of their other players, and we're tied at 12. And Nevaeh Lennertz will come in and serve again. She is a crowd favorite. Our fans love Nevaeh. And she will serve it across, and they get it to the front row. They just barely tip it, and they get it across and back to us and gets it. We put it up to the front, got it too close to the net. And it's 13-12 in favor of the Lady Bulldogs. And it will be Olivia Uhlenhaek going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. And it is played in the back row by Kennedy. Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron. Big hit, blocked. And we're setting it up again for Cameron. She just bumps it across their blockers, but they play it. We block it. We're able to keep it going on our side. Kennedy will get it over to them. And off of their back row person and into the back wall. So it's 13-13, and Brynn Wellman will go back to serve for the Lady Bulldog, or excuse me, for the Lady Indians. We're tied at 13 apiece. Time to take control of the match, and it is hits the net, and they are able to play it. Played by Brynn out of the back row. Heitkamp pops it over on the second one. They are able to recover and get it. They're going to hit it to us. Kennedy out of the back row. We're setting it up for Carly with a big, big hit. And she puts it off of one of their players and into the wall. So Indians lead 14-13. And Bryn Wellman will go back to serve again. Let's get a few here and get control of this. Bryn's serve, a really good one. They're going to play it. And they pop it across. Homan to Heitkamp to Cameron Mullenkamp. Big hit down in front of their back row. Not able to play it. Tried to play it, but it was on the one hop. And Bryn with another service point. And it'll be a timeout for the Lady Bulldogs. And we'll just take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organizational business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Our Indians leading 15-13. This one has been back and forth. Indians lost the first set playing poorly, 25-16. Won the second set, 25-18. And also won the third set, 25-16. So we are leading 15-13 here. Need to get control. Bryn Wellman serving again. Gets to their back row. They're not able to play it. Goes out of bounds. And it is 16-13. And Bryn with another service point. I believe that's her third here in a row. And she will serve it again. That's a short serve. And they'll play at the front row. They're going to get it to their right side. And it's a point for the Indians. I believe they're saying that one of their players was stepped under the net. So it is 17-13. Indians lead back up to four and taking control. But we need to keep it going. Played in the back row. They'll set it up for somebody in the middle, and it is just barely long. We let it go, but I don't think we could have played it very well anyway, so I think that was wise to let it go instead of hitting it straight out of bounds. So it's 18-13, and Bryn with another service point and another great serve, and they're going to just tip it across. We're able to get a hand on it, and the third hit, Bryn hit it into the net, so she broke her own serve on that one, I guess we'd call it. And so the serve now goes to the Lady Bulldogs. Indians lead 18-14, and it will be Kira Bangi that's serving for the Lady Bulldogs. We get it back over to them. They're going to hit it, big hit from the right side, and it goes wide out of bounds, and it's 19-14 Indians, and we are 1 point away from that magic 20 points, where almost always the team that gets that 20th point does win the set. Kayla Heitkamp serving. They're able to play it. They're going to get it across on the third hit, and it goes right in the middle of everybody, that campfire hit. That's brutal. Three girls had a good chance to get that. 19-15, Indians lead down to four, and it'll be the libero Ashmore serving for the Lady Bulldogs. And we're able to play it. We get it back to them. They're going to play it from the right side. Kennedy saves it. And we set it up for Cameron. And she puts it down on the Lady Bulldog side. Indians get to the magic 20. It's 20-15 now. Let's finish it on out. And it will be Cameron Mullenkamp going back to serve. See if she can get us five and win this match. The first one comes to the back row, and they tried to get it, and it went backwards, and it'll be another timeout for the Lady Bulldogs, and we'll come back with a little more action right after this.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians leading 2-1, lost the first set, won the next two, and this fourth set, was back and forth, but then along about 12, 13, 14 points, Bryn Wellman came in and served four straight points. Indians now lead 21-15, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve again. And Bulldogs play it. They get it to us. We get it into the net. We're able to play it out of the net and back across to them. A big hit by number six, Miley Sapp, for the Bulldogs, and they break the serve. I was hoping Cameron could serve us out, but the Bulldogs are able to get that point. And here comes Avery Niekamp, and she's had several times today when she got multiple points. We have to break this serve. 21-16, Indians leading. We play it out of the back row, setting it up for Kennedy. And it's played by the Bulldogs. They're kind of going the wrong way, but they're going to be able to bump it across. Dews from the back row. Heitkamp setting it up for Homan. Played in the back row, and it'll be tipped across by the Bulldogs. We're able to dig it out right at the net. Kennedy Mullenkamp will bump it across. They'll pop it across on the second hit, and we'll pop it back across on the second hit. Each team able to play it. They pop it to us, and Cameron tips it up front and gets it to Carly Niekamp, who just tips it over their blockers, and it's 22-16. I believe that is the first time we have been able to hold Avery Niekamp this whole match to one service and no service points. So that'll bring Kenna to the service line. And they play it up to the front, tip it over our blockers. So now it's back down to a four-point lead, 22-17. And it will be Sydney Jenkins going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs. We need to, we can trade points with them because they're in pretty good shape, but we just can't let them get anything going. We set it up for Homan. It played by the Lady Bulldogs, goes up and hits the back end of the upraised basketball goal. And comes straight down, and it's 23-17. And Bridget Homan is going back to serve. She needs two to get us out of this. And this is played by the Bulldogs up to the front. And they hit it into our blockers and down on the Indian side. It is 23-18. Lead still at five, and we only need two to get there. But we cannot let them get anything going here. It'll be Miley Sapp going back to serve again, and she's had a number of service points. Kennedy plays it from the back. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn. She'll tip it over their blockers. They're going to play it. Going to get to the center and out of the back row for our Indians. And Kayla Heitkamp tipped it over on the second one. Caught him off guard. Two Bulldogs were able to play it, to hit it, but were not able to get it back across. So it is a match point here. 24-18, and we have Nevaeh Leonards serving, and that's a short one. They're just barely able to play it. They're going to get it back to us. Heitkamp will set it up for Cameron, and she puts it down on the Bulldog side, and the Indians come away with a 25-18 victory in set number four. Lost set number one and won the next three sets. And so we'll come back and try to recap some of the stats, which are extremely unofficial and probably not very accurate, but at least a good idea of how things went. Back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back. We are here at Fort Site Fieldhouse where our Indians have just come away with a four-set victory. We were hoping it would be three easy sets, and it was not. The Lady Bulldogs won the first set. The Lady Bulldogs won the first set 25-16. Indians finally got things going in the middle of the second set and won that one 25-18. Third set was 25-16 and came back with a 25-18 win in set number four for the victory. So how do you think things went here, Brody? You were over in the student section. You guys were having fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. Not the first set, though. That was No, that was rough.
But that was your fault. That was the students' fault.
They
didn't get our team fired up.
No, I got fun towards the end, though. That was a good game.
Yeah.
I think Carly Niekamp in the second set really got her going.
But, yes, she did. Yeah. We had several spots. The girls all played really well in some spots, and then other times other girls would take over. Everybody got chances to shine. I have Kenna Deuce with 8 service points, 4 of them in a row in that, I can't remember, the second or third set that changed the whole aspect of the match. And then Kayla had 9 service points and an ace. Bryn Willman, I forgot to add them up, but I did add them up. That's 11 service points for Bryn, and she had a couple of times where she got 3 and 4 in a row. And like I said, several different girls did really well from time to time. Carly Niekamp was pretty consistent throughout. She had, I have her for 8 kills. I'm sure it's probably more than that. And Bryn with 7. But they came in kind of spurts. She had 2 in the second set, 2 in the fourth, and 3 in the three in the third, 2 in the third, and 3 in the fourth. And so there, she didn't have any in the third set. But so it was one of those strange things where it depended on how things were set up and who was standing where. And who was getting that chance to get that kill down and, give the Bulldogs some kudos because they blocked a lot of our big hits.
Yeah.
Of course, we blocked a lot of their big hits, too. So, I don't know. If I had to pick a player of the game, I'd have to pick 5 different people because Carly had some great hits. I didn't see any service points for her. Kennedy Mullenkamp had – I only have her for 3 kills. But I remember 2 of them that were really important times. So do you say she didn't do much with only 3 kills? No, she did great. And she set up a lot of stuff for us. And, a lot of times she was making some nice digs out of the back row. And a lot of that stuff doesn't get, at least not in my scoring stuff here. So, I think it was an all-around good team effort after the first set. So, got anything else you want to throw in there, Brody?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, we'll head out for tonight, and we'll see you next. Actually, on Thursday, that'll be a WPGW broadcast. We'll be simulcasting that on Thursday from New Bremen, and football at St. Henry. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So, we'll be back on Thursday with simulcast WPGW. Thanks for listening. And thanks, Brody, for helping out.
Yep.
And thanks to all our sponsors.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fortin Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fortin Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.